The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Honorable viewers of Madani Channel Precious books have been written about the seerah, the biography of the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and will continue to be written in the future as well. The personality whose seerah is worth imitating, whose good manners emit fragrance throughout the world, who always gave the lesson of devotion to Allah Almighty. Subhanallah, that personality who has been written on profusely will remain in the hearts of people until the Day of Judgment. Now biographers, they divide the life of the Holy Prophet عليه السلام into two parts, the Makki life and the Madani life. Now, it's necessary to shed a light on the important accounts of the Makki life and Madani life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we need to understand what lessons both the Makki and Madani life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam provide us so that we may implement them in our practical life and use them as guiding principles. And inshallah, the accounts we hear will beautify our world and hereafter as well. So we have the honor of discussing the Makki life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam step by step. First of all, Salat ala Nabi and its virtue. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The closest to me on the Day of Judgment amongst you will be the one who recited the most Salat upon me." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The time span of the Makki life of the Holy Prophet alaihi wasallam is from 571 CE to 622 CE. And thus the golden age of the Prophet alaihi wasallam was 63 years when he departed from this world. Now his Makki life starts from his birth. So in today's program we are going to address and speak about the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the important and amazing accounts which occurred at the time of his noble birth. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in the noble and honorable Hashim family of the tribe of Quraysh, in whose hands was the guardianship of the Holy Kaaba. Now the family lineage of the Prophet alaihi wasallam meets Sayyidina Ibrahim alaihi wasallam generation by generation through Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam. The beloved Prophet alayhi salam arrived in this world 55 days after the incident of the elephant Al-Fil on 12th Rabi'ul Awwal corresponding to 20th April 571 CE. This is a great day on which the supplication of the one who constructed the Holy Kaaba, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, was accepted and the glad tidings of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam were fulfilled. Now when the blessed conception completed its 9 months according to the lunar calendar, the Holy Prophet ﷺ was born on Monday, 12th Rabi'ul Awwal, at the time of Fajr, when some stars were still visible in the sky. He was resting both his blessed hands on the ground with his head raised towards the sky, the blessed body completely purified and perfumed like strong musk. He was circumcised with a naturally clipped umbilical cord, and the luminous face shone like the full moon on the 14th lunar night. And the eyes of the Prophet ﷺ were naturally filled with kohl. And the seal of prophethood was between both the noble shoulders. His mother Sayyid Amina sent for his grandfather Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anh, who was performing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba at that time. He radiallahu anh became very pleased to see the Holy Prophet ﷺ and took him to the house of Allah Almighty and sincerely supplicated for him and paid gratitude to Allah Almighty for his great bounty. When the slave girl of his uncle Abu Lahab, Thuwayba radiallahu anha, informed Abu Lahab about his birth, he freed Thuwayba in celebration. Now, after the death of Abu Lahab, some of his family members saw him in a dream and he was in a state of trouble. They asked him how he was treated after death. He replied, "I did not receive any goodness after leaving you," meaning after death. Then indicating towards the hole at the underside of his thumb, he said, "Accept this as I am given water from this because I freed my slave girl Thuwayba." Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlawi rahmatullahi alayhi states regarding this narration, "In this incident, there is credible evidence for those who celebrate Mawlidun Nabi, who rejoice on the night of the birth of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, and they spend their wealth. Abu Lahab, who was a staunch disbeliever, was rewarded due to rejoicing and freeing his slave girl Suwayba for the sake of nursing upon hearing the news of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how great will the reward be for the Muslim who is full of devotion and happiness and spends his wealth out of love for the Prophet alaihi wasallam. However, it's necessary to avoid musical instruments in a maulid gathering, dear viewers. Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu anha states, I saw that three flags were hoisted at the time of the birth, one in the east, the second in the west, and the third on the roof of the Holy Kaaba. And then the Holy Prophet alayhi salam was born. Now, just like before sunrise, the disappearing of stars, the whiteness of true dawn, Subhi Sadiq, and the redness of the sky begin to give the good news of sunrise. Similarly, when the time of the birth of the Prophet alayhi salam drew near, many unique incidents and unusual events began to appear as symbols throughout the world, which shook the entire universe and began to give the glad tidings that the sun of prophethood was about to rise with its full splendor. Hence, the incident of the destruction of the people of the elephant, idols falling headlong, the fire of the fire worshippers of Persia, which was blazing for 1,000 years, being extinguished in a moment, an earthquake in the palace of Cyrus, and the destruction of 14 of its spikes, the 6 mile long and 6 mile broad river Sava between Hamadan and Qum drying up all of a sudden, the sudden flowing of the dry canal in the Sava Valley between Sham and Kufa, and the palaces of Sham turning luminous. All these incidents are all symbols that took place, that were evident, are glad tidings which appeared and gave the news to the world that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about to arrive. Sayyidina Uthman bin Al-As radiallahu anhu narrates from his mother that she says, I was present at the birth time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I saw that a light appeared which illuminated the house and all the doors and the walls. I saw that the stars of the sky came close. I thought they would probably fall upon me. The entire house turned luminous. It is mentioned in a hadith sahiha and mashhura that Sayyidina Amina radiallahu anha states, I saw on the night of the birth that a light appeared which illuminated the palaces of Sham and I observed them. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, light is considered a positive sign, whereas contrary to that, darkness is considered a negative sign. When light comes, darkness disappears. The light which appeared on the night of the Mawlid was the sign of the imminent appearance of Islam. This was the sign of the fact that such a personality was about to arrive in the world, whose luminous rays were going to eradicate the darkness of ignorance, and the marred fate of the world was about to improve, and the creation which was lost in the darkness of idol worshipping and incorrect traditions was about to be blessed with the light of reality and knowledge. Some scholars have said, one reason behind the brightening of the palaces of Busra is that he will grant light and will give new life to the dead hearts. This light also refers to the light which he brought with him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through which people of the earth were blessed with guidance, and the darkness of associating, meaning polytheism, associating something with Allah Almighty, was eliminated. Indeed, towards you has come a light from Allah, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a clear book, i.e. the Holy Quran. Allah guides with it, meaning the light and the book, the one who obeys the will of Allah to the pathway of peace, and takes them out of darknesses towards light by his command, and shows them the straight path. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates that a non-Muslim used to live in Makkah. He would trade there, and when the night of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth appeared, he said in a gathering of the Quraysh, O group of Quraysh, has a baby been born amongst you tonight? The people said, we swear by Allah Almighty, we don't know about that. That non-Muslim said, remember well whatever I am saying. On this night, the Prophet of the final Ummah has been born. There will be a symbol, meaning the seal of prophethood, between his shoulders. That part will have a lot of hair. He will not drink milk for 2 nights. The Quraysh stood up from their seats and were astonished at what the non-Muslim had said. When they arrived at their houses, everyone informed their family about this. They said, today Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib has had a son whom they have named Muhammad. Those people came to the non-Muslim and told him about that. He said, come with me so that I can see him. They took that non-Muslim to Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu anha. He said to her, show me your dear son. When she showed him, he removed the cloth from his luminous back. He saw the seal of prophethood and fell unconscious. When he regained his senses, the Quraysh asked, "Woe to you, what happened to you?" He said, "Swear by the Lord, prophethood has left Bani Israel today. O group of Quraysh, rejoice. Now your majesty will spread. His fame will spread from the east to the west." Abu Nu'aym ibn Asakir narrated from Sayyiduna Shu'aib ibn Shu'aib radiallahu anhu that a monk from the people of Sham used to live in Marru Zahran, who was called Umays. Allah Almighty had granted him a lot of knowledge. He used to live in his church. When he would enter Makkah, he would say to the people, "Soon a baby will be born amongst you. The people of Arabia will embrace his religion. He will be the owner of the non-Arabs. The time of his arrival has drawn near. The one who will find him and follow him will fulfill his need, and the one who finds him and opposes him will do wrong. I swear by the Lord Almighty, I left the land of peace and prosperity only because of him and came to this dry and fearful land." He would ask about every baby who would be born in Makkah and would say, "That child has not been born yet." When the morning of that blessed night appeared on which the Prophet ﷺ was born, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu came to Umays. And Umays said to Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, "Who are you?" He said, "I am Abdul Muttalib." When he looked down from the upper part of his church, he said, "You are the grandfather of that blessed child. Today on Monday, that child has been born about whom I used to inform you. He will be sent only on a Monday. Your star has risen tonight. Its sign is that he will suffer from pain tonight. He will have this pain for 3 days. Then he will recover. Safeguard your tongue. Nobody would have been envied as much as he will be envied. Nobody will be defied as much as he will be defied." Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu asked, "What will be his blessed lifespan?" Umay said, "He will pass away at the age of 61 or 63 years of age." Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, the occurrence of such great and splendid signs before and at the time of the birth of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is a clear indication about the grand and great arrival. And the interpretation of the great occurrences was completed by the birth of the Prophet ﷺ. And indeed, the splendor with which Allah Almighty informed the entire world about his blessed birth, the youth, and the entire life of that splendid and great Holy Prophet ﷺ contains a lot of lessons for our life. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and explained the meaning of humanity. He healed the grief-stricken and the poor, the afflicted ones. He taught the scattered humans the principles to live by in an organized manner. He purified the world of the filth of associating something with Allah Almighty and idol worshipping, and raised the flag of Tawheed, oneness. He gave the nation engrossed in ignorance the recognition of the reality of his being. He showed those who were wandering about in darkness the way to their actual owner. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautified the condition of the Arabs and brought about a revolution in every part of their life. When such a perfect and high-ranking personality is about to arrive, then the manifestation of such blessed and great signs befits his splendor. Inshallah, the topic of the next episode of this program will be in regards to how and where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent his nursing period, and what incidents occurred during that time. So until next time, may Allah protect and preserve all of you. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu